5:38. Good morning. A couple minutes earlier than usual as we make a couple of slight modifications to the show, including...
What is this? I love it.
Well, if you would have gotten around to seeing Infinity War, this is the intro song for Guardians of the Galaxy. You saw those movies.
I did see those. They have the best soundtracks.
Yeah.
They do. They really do.
So I forget. I heard this the other day. Loose open to the show because I think everybody's on vacation this week. You know the deal. It's the morning reboot, blah, blah, blah. Q105, Eric Floyd, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow. We're just going to dismiss our loyal ones like that?
Sorry.
Good morning, Scott. You got in right in time.
I was watching something the other day, and usually when I hear that song, I'm watching Infinity War for the, like, infinitieth time. And I'm like, that would make for a good intro song.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed it, and it's going to go in the rotation now. But yeah, people love those soundtracks.
Because I didn't have my headphones yet, and when I heard it from a distance, it sounded like Bad Mamma Jamma by Foxy Brown and Drew Hill. I was like, oh, that's a good little instrumental you got going there.
Which probably ripped off some 70s funk song.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Good morning. It's 5:40 with the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. You can be a part of the show. 419-240-1055. We had a really good time with filet mignon, and boy, did you misspell that.
I know, I just sounded it out, and I was like, filet mignon. That was it. Don't look at it, it's very...
He was the very worthy winner of the Hollywood Casino and Cumulus Talent Competition last week, so that's after 6 o'clock this morning. For the first time ever, I think we're actually going to spend a couple of minutes talking about The Bachelor during one of our entertainment reports. Do you know about this windmill thing?
No, but I know who got kicked off, and a lot of people are very upset about it.
Okay, well, you can provide some some context to this. There's a lot of news to get to, including just a bizarre situation with one of the kids who was sentenced last week with the sandbag incident, or a couple of weeks ago. Do you want me to bring up the baseball player thing? Do you know about it?
Sure. I like being informed, so yes.
All right. A baseball player was found unresponsive in his hotel room yesterday, a player for the Los Angeles Angels. So the Angels and Rangers game in Texas got canceled. Sorry. There's just too much to get to today, and I'm trying to,
right.
I'm trying to make sure we get to everything. I want to make sure that, like you, everyone else is as informed as they can be. All right, 5:41. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only casually dressed Floyd.
Hi.
I got my festive shorts on.
You do.
I made a conscious decision because I'm in mourning and I'm going through the legit... You texted me yesterday, am I okay? I said, I'm fine. You would have texted me 10 minutes earlier, hot mess. I just made a conscious decision to... The world does not stop spinning. You have to keep going with it. Because if you stay in one place and the world keeps spinning, you just... You lose out on stuff and you just got to keep going.
I asked you that because I saw the picture of you and your aunt, and
it was a year ago this week. It was our 4th of July party at the riverfront last year.
Well, she said, or you said, that she was your number one fan.
She was. She was, well, obviously my mom, but like she always championed me. And when I when I first started doing drag, she was the first person to just say, I'm proud of you. I like this. And my mom was always there too, but like it was, I feel like moms or parents are supposed to be that, but actually to hear someone outside of my comfort zone to be like, you know what? I'm very proud of you. And no matter what I did, like even when I was down on my, even when I dropped out of college for like the third time, she was like, you'll find it. Don't worry about it. And it's my mom. She was a mother who was just like, boy, you need to figure out your life. And my aunt was kind of just, she was the go with the flow woman. And I actually, sorry to go off topic. I said a story about my aunt last night is when we first moved here, my sister and I, my mom worked overnights. So we stayed with our aunt. She stepped in like to that dad role or that other parenting role. And I peed the bed. I was like, 10, 11, or 12, and I don't know why, I just had a boy accident and peed the bed, and I was terrified, and I told my auntie, I was like, I peed the bed, my mom's going, what my, you know what, and she was like, boy, she doesn't have to know, just clean yourself up, we'll throw it in the washing machine, she ain't got to know, and to this day, My mom never knew. Like, she never told anyone. And it's one of those small stories
she
like that.
She knows now.
Well, she knows now. Can't do anything now. I'm 36. But, like, it was just one of those things that she comforted my sister and I when my mom wasn't there. And it wasn't like she wasn't there because she wasn't there. She was a newly single mother, and she was like, I got these two spoiled brats. I got to keep them spoiled. I can't change anything. So my mom worked overnight while a full-time college student. So that's why I'm so emotional about my aunt. And like someone said something yesterday. They're like, well, it's just your aunt. I go, oh, don't do that, because she was like a second mom, and it was just sad to see how everything went down with her. And like I said,
it's wrong for somebody to marginalize.
Oh, they totally said it. So I was just like, I don't know how you are with your aunt, but my aunt's my aunt. Like, she was like, she was Donna 2.0.
I like what you said, that your aunt gave you the support about Deja being born. Because you're right. A lot of times our parents, I feel like, especially these days, it's like they're always supportive. Like, oh, you, honey, you are the, you are just the bee's knees. You are the, you can be whatever you want. When the slightly more distant relatives aren't beholden to that. They can be like, boy, you look like hell.
Yeah.
But they keep it real.
And my, and like my, like, it, it was one of those, and like my, and I, little enough, sorry, stuttering, I'm trying to get emotional, but like.
No, get emotional. No. It's good for ratings.
Oh, stop that.
If you don't know, Floyd's aunt died, and we need ratings.
My mom was a supporter. Like, she was, she is the number, like, she always hashtag number one mom, number one fan mama. Like, she always, but like, my aunt was literally right there, who was like, at every, even when she came to the show, she didn't feel good with her oxygen tank. She was still smiling in the front row, and I knew, like, she was in pain and didn't care. Ha ha. Ha, 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 ha. It's happening.
He's starting to cry.
Stop.
His eyes are getting glassy.
Ah, but like, I knew she was in pain, but like, to see her just actually smile and just escape into the world.
Now his eyes are getting red.
I hate you so much, you butt face. But like, no, it was good to actually have that support, because a lot of people don't have that. And I had it from both ends.
Oh, there, he just sucked up a little bit.
Shut up. I
hate you. Oh, there we go. Oh, we got our first tears during the show.
Moving on.
5:46. It's the morning reboot. Good to have you here today. Our friend Jeffy G will join us, because I think if I can squeeze it in, and if you want to tag along, Spider-Man is out today.
Today?
Yeah. For the, think of the
holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeffy McGee will be by, so we're going to do Spider-Man with the trailer, game, and more. And also, you can hop on our Q105 Facebook page. Lots of comments already. It's okay to be a minivan mom and break down and get that vehicle. Busy show today. Glad you're here. Q105. 5:50. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We're not late. You are. We start a little bit earlier than 5:45. Now it's Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text the show anytime you'd like. 419-240-1055. There's a lot to talk about, and we need a bigger box. I said I was going to get a little crate from Target, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, I need to get. I've dropped the ball on a hand, like half a dozen little things, and there's like a dozen things to talk about on the show. If there was ever a day to not play any songs, today would be it, because there's so much to get to. If you do want the show song free and commercial free, or if you're on vacation, as it is summer vacation time, please follow the podcast. You can subscribe to it. You can rate and review it. We'd appreciate that via iTunes. And if you would like the link or need the link for that, text Eric to 419-240-1055. A little after 6 o'clock this morning, a really inspiring story from our talent winner, who is a rapper, Filet Mignon. I know it's kind of a quirky, goofy name, but he's very talented. He has a very inspiring story. I think he said about 40-some surgeries. The right side of his body, he doesn't have much use of it, but he's a great story. Phil Holtz. We'll talk to Phil. We'll have Phil on after 6 o'clock. One of those things I don't want to forget to get to today. 2 o'clock or so doors, but 3 o'clock for the women's semifinal game in the World Cup. USA versus England, and my friend Sean over at Village Idiot and the Full 90 program will be hosting a watch party.
Is she the captain or the spokesperson, that Mary girl? Is her name Mary? She has the purple hair.
Megan Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe, the one who's like, I'm not going to the White House.
She's like the senior member of the team.
I love her.
She's great.
She was on... What was I watching last? It doesn't matter what I was watching. She was like, they were doing an interview and they're like, do you think it, do you love the support you get? Does it bother you that it's on during business hours? And she literally looks at the camera. She goes, no, because I just think all Americans should just call off tomorrow around 3 o'clock. And I was just like, we should uprise and be like, we're supporting these girls.
I think this is her third World Cup. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, and I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't been more of a popular comparison. I really got into the Women's World Cup in 2011. I forget why. Maybe it was just more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But the women's team has always been very good. I think everybody remembers 1999 when
the shirt flew off.
Yeah, Brandi Chastain. and we've always been very good, the United States. But in 2011, which was the first World Cup for a lot of these stars like Megan Rapinoe, mm-hmm. and Alex Morgan and a handful of the other players, it was Abby Wambach, who was like the senior member of that team.
Okay.
If you Google her, Wambach, she was the senior member of that team.
Okay.
And she was maybe one of the most gifted goal scorers in the world. Mm-hmm. And she did a lot of it with her head.
Oh,
so
okay.
She was really great to watch because she'd literally fling her body everywhere. And it was head or this, head or that. And Megan Rapinoe is now scoring all the goals,
uh-huh.
not giving any blanks.
Yeah.
And has just been so much fun. And if they win, tomorrow. I think they play again Saturday. That would be the final. And yeah. if there is, I think my friend Sean said he's going to have something at the Mommy Indoor.
Oh, cool.
Like I went to last summer to watch the men's final, which was not the U.S., but still a good time. Because we do have a neat little soccer community here.
Yeah, and then she was also in the same interview, they're like, because apparently she's getting criticized for her celebrations, like she just does this pose thing where she puts her hands back, and the reporter's like, what's the pose about? She goes, I'm a soccer player, the field is my stage, this is my concert. And like, she just gave no F's. Like, she was just like, she was literally talking to the reporter like, if you get an Emmy Award, don't you praise yourself? Like, and she's like, and then she brought up the fact that she's like, why would you ask this question to a male player? And she's like, and the reporter was kind of just like, moving on. I was like, oh.
They would. It's
they would, but like it was the tone of the question, because even I was like, she scored a goal. That's why she's celebrating. Like
I take some issue at times with would you ask this of a man, because the way that's usually posed, it's uh-huh. someone who's not usually following something.
Right.
It's like this. None of this is unusual to me. Anybody that's like lightly or moderately familiar with soccer knows there are some weird things and weird celebrations.
Right.
That's why none of this. This is all par for the course for me. But I'm very excited.
And she's very likable. So.
Oh, they all are.
I was like, because she was with two other players, and they were. You could tell they genuinely get along and like each other.
There was some problems in the past Women's World Cup teams with Hope Solo, the goalie.
I do know her.
She had like a troubled past, a lot of fighting with her former NFL boyfriend, mm-hmm. weird incidents, and she was just a troublemaker. And I know I don't think a lot of her teammates liked her.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of divisiveness, but this has been so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I wish more people were getting on board for it. And today, 3 o'clock, the Village Idiot, and then again, maybe Saturday at the Mommy Indoor. I put it on my Facebook, but I know you were out kind of mourning last night in your own way. This feels like tomorrow feels like the biggest party night of the year, which is usually the day before Thanksgiving.
Is it a party night tomorrow? I've been so in my own delusion of illusion and family stuff that, like I said, when I stepped out last night, I was like, ooh, I was out for 45 minutes. I was like, let me take my booty back home. But
you got 2 days off. There's a festive national holiday on the Thursday, which is usually like Thanksgiving, except there's no football mm-hmm. on Thursday or Friday as there normally is for Thanksgiving. Black Friday is not happening on Friday, but there are some pre-Amazon Prime and July 4th day sales.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you've got Thursday and Friday off. I'm going to guess a lot of people are not only, they're off on Thursday, but mm-hmm. I'm guessing a lot of people will follow up and make it a really long weekend.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, I would guess that it would be like a mini biggest party night of the year.
I guess, but like no one's really promoted anything. I follow a lot of...
That's their loss.
I follow a lot of bars and clubs, and I'm just like, There's no red, white, and Wednesday, or red Wednesday and blue. Or
you
I don't
done
know.
You done
that would have been cool.
You done effed out.
I'm gonna do. Oh man, 4th of July won't be on Thursday next year. We could have had a fabulous Floyd, good Fourth? Old red Wednesday and blue party. The day before the 4th of July.
What about red, white, and Floyd?
Red, white, and Floyd. I'm okay with that.
But, yeah, I'm thinking a lot of people might have taken this whole week off, or I'm fairly certain most people will have taken Friday off. So, yeah.
I'm stepping out.
You've got to. So, now that I've. Did you have any plans tomorrow night?
I don't, but I'll step out. I'll do something.
Now that I've opened your eyes to this.
I know. I actually have a 4th of July onesie I'm going to put on.
It's going to be hot.
No, it's a romper. Got really it. Tight. I gotta tuck and stuff because it's so tight. I'm gonna pull things back.
Just tape it around the leg. I think that's what Philip used to do. He'd have to like wrap it around.
That's disgusting.
Well, I mean,
I'm not as talented as Philip.
I don't know if that's talent. That's more like God's gift to you. Well, then again, talent can be a gift. It's 5:58. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. So now that I've opened your eyes to that tomorrow, go out and make yourself some plans and have a good night. Again, so much to get to. I walk in this morning and I flip on WTOL at 4:30 and a guy, I think it was in North Toledo, fireworks incident.
I saw that.
Already one death. Blew his chest up right in front of the neighbors.
He had the firework facing the wrong way. And
awful.
And it's always like those good people in the community that these tragic accidents happen to, like...
I feel like the fireworks incidents are often stupid people. They not are, but being
like,
careful.
But actually, they were interviewing some of the people. I was actually legit invested in this story. And, like, he was... The kids were... He does it every night. And I guess it's just one of those things that I'm sure he got ahead of himself. I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know how a fireworks facing the wrong way. That's the thing, but...
Terrible situation, but...
Accidents like that happen, but...
A morbid warning for everyone else. 5:59 with the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, text the show, 419-240-105. A very inspiring story from our winner of the Hollywood Casino Talent Competition is next.
Q105 Studios. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Bad news this morning, sadly, to start. A teenage boy who was unresponsive when he was pulled from the water at Centennial Quarry yesterday has died. Pedro Salinas. I read the story and I said, why do I know that name? 15-year-old. He was 15 years old. He was taken to cardiac arrest at UTMC down the street. Where he later died. The boy's death comes just weeks after he was released from the Lucas County Youth Treatment Center, where he was serving a sentence after he admitted in juvenile court to dropping a sandbag that killed a motorist.
He's one of the boys? One of the...
Yes. That's why when I read the name, I'm like, why do I know that? He was to be on GPS monitoring, and regular review hearings were to determine his next steps. He jumped off a solid platform at the quarry, did not resurface. Scuba diver who happened to be nearby then found him submerged in 20 feet of water. Township police said medical personnel arrived at the quarry around 4:50 and took over resuscitation efforts after lifeguards pulled the boy out of the water and attempted CPR before transporting him to the hospital where he died. And in other deadly news, a man was killed in a fireworks accident last night in North Toledo. The incident happened on the Grange near Pearl around 12:30 a.m. Police say an elderly man was lighting large fireworks in his front yard when he lit one facing the wrong way. We've been watching this story with WTOL all morning. Police say the firework hit him in the chest and he died instantly. Witnesses say the firework was the one that makes lots of sparks when it explodes in the air. He tried to fire off a rocket that goes up in the sky and it backfired and took his chest off, according to a friend of the victim. The man's name has not been released yet, but neighbors and witnesses say the man was setting off fireworks all day for neighborhood kids, and the accident happened in front of lots of small children. It went off, and his chest exploded, and the kids ran over to my house and told me about it. That's when the police showed up, according to neighbor Rick Tuggle. I know kids are off of school, but you're lighting off fireworks at 12:30 in the morning?
I mean, yeah. I know it sounds weird, but it happens.
Toledo Hospital, in kind of an eerie story going back to last week when downtown was without power for 5 days, Toledo Hospital had intermittent power outages yesterday starting around 10:30. And they switched up to backup power. The power outage that occurred today was the result of functional testing preparing us to bring the generations tower online. The testing this evening is to validate the continuity of the power throughout our campus post outage. The 13th floor. Nearly $500 million Generations Tower, 300 private patients rooms, is set to open later this month.
It looks like a nice facility.
I hope you don't have to go there.
I mean, no, you don't want to go there, but right. I'm just saying, like, right. Driving past, like, oh, that looks like, that's a very nice piece of architecture.
Perrysburg Township Police are doing away with the department's traffic camera program after just a few months of starting it. The Township Police have tabled their handheld traffic camera program because of changes to the state's existing law. The devices are used to catch speeders. According to Lieutenant James Nixon, he said there's additional costs and restrictions to the program. Perrysburg Township leaders decided it wasn't feasible for them to pay the additional cost. I'm going to get some... I reached out to our friend, your eye candy, Dennis Swan, to visit us tomorrow so we can get the latest answers with this and the injunctions versus the state and the city of Toledo and some help with the Taylor Swift situation with the contracts.
He'll be here tomorrow.
He just might be.
Oh, I gotta look decent.
Yep. The Toledo Hemp Center says they'll be giving away free CBD dog treats for dogs with fireworks anxiety during the 4th of July holiday. They'll be available for pets between July 2nd and the 4th. The Hemp Center said they gave away more than 300 treats last year for pets in need in the area. They are non-intoxicating. The products we're offering many help pets provide the relief they deserve. That's from Peyton DeMo, the center manager. Says the center will be open for the 4th of July, which is not normally, from 12 to 2. So the Toledo Hemp Center from today through Thursday, and then Thursday, 12 to 2.
As a dog owner, how do you feel about that? Do you have any concerns or just if you live downtown still, like, would you be like,
No, they're fine.
They're fine? Okay.
There would be times where I'd be like, GD, can the fireworks... Like, there was the longest 12-minute fireworks show ever.
Yeah.
I think that's how long they said those things went, like 11 or 12 minutes.
Okay.
For the Mud Hens.
Okay.
Every Friday, every Saturday,
okay.
And they kept going and going, and the dog... And I paid special attention to the dogs who just sat there.
They just sat there.
They didn't budge.
You got a lucky bitch.
I know. Now, there's something else I'm thinking about here.
Okay.
Do you think people might take advantage of this kind offering by the Hemp Center?
Like, they'll eat it themselves? But you have those people who eat dog treats anyway.
Right.
Probably. But there, you don't get high off of CBD oils, though.
Right. But it's... Maybe if you, I don't know. There's something.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works either.
So the Browns and the NFL, their new running back Kareem Hunt, he got into a fight with a woman at a Cleveland hotel. He was cut from the Kansas City Chiefs and then suspended, I believe, for 8 games. The Browns signed him. He was in a small disagreement at another Cleveland area bar, but this one seems to be nothing more than just a mild disagreement. But it does. Need to be mentioned because of his background and not seemingly being able to avoid trouble. He also lied to the Kansas City Chiefs about the initial incident. And also something we mentioned at the end of our show yesterday, longtime Channel 13 reporter and weekend anchor Bill Horman announced his departure from the station. The Emmy-winning broadcast journalist has been with 13 for 16 years. Before that, he worked for a couple of years at Channel 11. Bill won 30 journalism awards over his career, which includes stints in Washington, D.C. and Toledo. His storytelling and professionalism during his time at WTVG is appreciated, according to their news director, Mr. Watson. On Horman's Facebook page, a former coworker, Blizzard Bill,
yes,
chimed in. I worked with Bill for years, and he's great. He's a great award-winning newsman. He gave up the lights of TV news to start a new chapter in his life. He has twin boys and won't let these years slip by. He wants to be with his boys as they grow up and need dad. It takes guts to do this. Bill Horman replied to Spencer's post that he said he better says why I'm leaving 13 ABC than I ever could. He's right, and that's why I'm not sad about the change. The boys need a dad more than ever, more than I need a TV camera. It's their time now, not mine. So good luck to Bill Horman as he transitions into being a twin dad life. If you see,
telling stories to changing diapers
and posting,
or if they're young adults,
and posting twin memes all the time. I don't know if Bill will do that, but, you know, by all means, have at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you have a career, then you have children, and you've fulfilled your obligations, and you feel successful that you can just be like, you know what, I did good. Come here, babies.
There's a small update with the Taylor Swift Scooter Braun situation. There's a small trio or so of dudes who could play Elvis in a Baz Luhrmann movie, and some bachelorette drama, big drama about a windmill. All to get to before 7. 6:52. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Some things coming up later on the show before we step into entertainment. By the way, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Right after 7 o'clock or so, you ran into your ex. I've been sitting on a story, and now we can talk about that. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. America!
America.
If you cannot answer these questions, if you can't get at least 4 of the 5 of them, you've been asked to leave the country. I've spoken to the authorities. The president will take you to North Korea.
Wouldn't that be horrible to not answer any, not get any of them right about America?
It's okay to be a minivan mom, and Jeffy McGee will be here as Spider-Man comes out today. So think about past Spider-Man. And one more quick thing. I didn't see the video, and I was bugging him for it, and I saw that you saw it before I did. Nate, throughout the first pitch at the Mud Ends game.
He looked adorable in his little uniform.
He did. I believe Nate was in the Air Force or is in the Air Force Reserves.
I don't want to mess up the uniform. He was in the services.
Yeah, and I think he's in the Air Force Reserves. Nate, did we get that right? Nate is a good dude, a longtime listener to the show, and had the opportunity to throw out the first pitch at the Mud Ends game last week, and it was awful.
Was it?
Did you remember?
I watched it, but I was like, it wasn't that bad.
It was awful. Do you remember 50 Cent?
Yeah.
It was close to that kind of bad.
But he got to do it, and we did.
Right.
So, kudos to you. Adorable self.
How do you think you'd do?
Me? Mm-hmm. I think I'd be pretty decent.
Okay.
I could throw.
All right.
I found out this past weekend, though, I cannot throw a rugby ball. I got taught how to
play. Like a football?
No, it's bigger than a football.
Yeah,
but they.
It's oblong.
The girls are trying to teach me how to throw a rugby ball, and you throw it more underhand than overhand.
Shoveling it?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I like that term. Okay, shoveling.
I watched them. I watched like rugby highlights. I'm like, that's something I would never do. Somehow, over the years, as all these CTE and head injury concerns have come up with the NFL.
Yeah.
People in the past have said, well, rugby's a lot safer than football. And I don't know how that could be. I guess because your head isn't protected, so you don't lead with it. But I would still think you can get hurt pretty bad playing rugby.
Yeah, there's no protection in rugby. And no offense, but sometimes rugby players are a lot more bulkier than NFL players. Because sometimes NFL players, they take off their pads, and they're like, oh, that's a scrawny man. I mean, he's built better than the average man, but like you're like, oh, you're not as big as you appear on the field. I said what I said.
First up, the very brief update for the Taylor Swift drama. Apparently, Scooter Braun tried to reach out to her through friends privately. According to The Blast, who was the first to report the news, he tried to contact Swift, who reportedly hasn't responded, through mutual friends. The site also reports that Braun was shocked by Swift's public reaction on Sunday and is eager to clear the air with the star. I didn't read as much as I had hoped to on this situation because I think we covered it pretty well. Like, it's a terrible situation, but it's yet another situation where a business has really good lawyers. They bake words into contracts for young people, and bang, you can take advantage of it.
Here's my thing. Like, he tried to contact her through friends. Like, she has a huge pool. I'm sure one of her friends is a client, and they could have just direct text or like, hey, here's T Swift's number. Just hit her up.
I read it somewhere else, or I saw it somewhere else yesterday. We had talked about what his wife said in response to Taylor's Tumblr post. Like, whoa, hold on. She collects and then drop friends like that.
Wilted flowers, yeah.
The other thing I forgot about, which, again, I came across yesterday, was that she has often played the victim role to attain sympathy. So that's why I'm
with. I think that's where my dismay from Taylor Swift comes from. But like I said, on this aspect, he didn't do anything illegal. Morally, I'm on Team Swift's side, but he bought a company. Like, and that was the other thing. The headline's misleading. He didn't buy just her catalog.
Yes.
He bought the company.
And then there was
and the catalog came along with the company. So I think these headlines that were I'm spitting. And she's the only artist from this former record company that he obtained, that he paid for legally, that's kind of just like pissed. It's like that's, he didn't buy her catalog. He bought the company that owns her catalog. And she was the one artist who's kind of just like, I want my stuff.
Yeah, I'm withholding taking a position, but I seem to lead at least towards what we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
This is business.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Baz Luhrmann.
Love him.
Last Moulin movie. Rouge.
Well, no, he did. Oh, no, I can't think of his last
Leonardo
movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Great Gatsby.
There you go.
With Jay-Z music in it, right? All right, so Baz Luhrmann's next project is an Elvis movie. Tom Hanks has already been cast as Elvis Presley's manager, Colonel Parker.
Yes.
Yeah, the Colonel. The top contenders are Ansel Elgort from The Fault in Our Stars and Baby Driver, Miles Teller, who will next be in Top Gun Maverick, and was also in the movie Whiplash and the terrible Fantastic Four movie, and Austin Butler, who's about to be seen in a breakout turn in Quentin Tarantino's movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I only Googled one of those names. Miles Teller looks just like Elvis.
Little bit. The same nose.
Yeah, he looks like Elvis. Wow.
Last but not least is Harry Styles, formerly of One Direction, who broke out in movie acting with Dunkirk from Christopher Nolan a couple of years ago, and Love, Simon. He was also brought up, along with his former co-bandmate, Louis Tomlinson, because of a recent episode of HBO's, is it HBO? Euphoria?
Yeah, some starring, of fan fiction or something.
Yeah, yes. Starring Zendaya, where those two were animated and nude. Not Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles, and Louis is like, I didn't know anything about this. So it's been a very much buzzed about show highlighting teenage sex. And lastly, some bachelorette drama or bachelor drama. The quote was everywhere this morning. It's bleeped out, but you can provide the context.
No, I don't know the context. I just piecing stuff together.
This is promoing next week's show.
But I know Hannah, and I know that having sex in the fantasy suite is something that's not going to happen. So let's talk about sex.
Okay.
And let's say you have had sex with one or multiple of these guys. I'd completely remove myself from this relationship.
How dare I be judged by a man? My husband would never say what you've said to me. I have had sex. And honestly, Jesus still loves me. From obviously how you feel, me in a windmill, you probably want to leave.
Say what?
Yeah. In a windmill. And guess what? We did it a second time.
So, sex in a windmill was the highlight of that.
To understand this show, like if you're, so she had sex on the show, like on the show, like with someone on,
you're asking the wrong person.
So like I'm like, so okay, so but if you're looking for love, like do you just bang them out in the process of elimination? This goes for both the Bachelor and Bachelorette. I'm not saying this just because she's a woman. I would say it with Colton too, the quote unquote virgin. Yeah, right. But I'm just, I see where that guy came from. Like, hey, I'm trying to...
Me too.
I'm trying to build a foundation with you. I can't... Every time you go somewhere, now it's in my head that you're hooking up with someone. Well, I get where he's coming from.
And I think it's like this. Like, we all know that whoever we date has been romantically and sexually linked to other people.
Right.
But when they're right there in front of you, it's far more tangible and more Eskimo villagey. Right.
Like, like it's called The Bachelorette. I'm sure she was picked as a bachelorette because she had some trauma or she really horrible breakup or wasn't picked on a previous show. Like, but now the ball's in her court. Like, I get where this guy's coming from.
It sounds like there could be some religious beliefs woven in that might make it seem hypocritical.
So he didn't leave. She kicks him out. She's kind of just like, well, then you have to go.
I think that's a promo for next week. But the takeaway quote was banging in a windmill. And who hasn't done that before? 701. I mean, how do you think we get all that windmill power?
I know, right?
701 with the morning reboot. Speaking of intimacy, when you've run into your ex before, it's not always a very good situation. I know when we bring up a certain person on this show, your skin crawls a little bit. I won't mention who it is, but there's one person.
What?
And you get a little upset.
Oh.
We'll talk about running into your ex next.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by...
7:14. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. Our phone number, our text line as well, 419-240-1055. You'll need to use that in about 15 minutes, or you can do it now for this topic. But Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. America questions to win tickets to the marathon. Classic. It's America. July 4th week. I think if you look at it, because the way the week has lined up, July 4th is on a Thursday. There's a very good chance you've taken some vacation this week, even now, or you'll take off Friday. So that would make tomorrow night like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So it could be summer's biggest party night of the year tomorrow night. And if you didn't have plans, maybe now that I've put it for you, put it out there that way, you will make plans. Hmm. And you will have a heavily inebriated, high partying, very social evening. Or stay up and watch Netflix till 3:30 like me.
Yes. I have a funny tweet about the 4th of July, too.
Save it for most like tweet.
I'm so ready.
Okay.
Unleash this.
Save it for most like tweet. Also, use our text number. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 so you can stay up to date with the show, because we know you're only listening for like 15, 20 minutes at a time. The entire podcast, song-free, commercial-free. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes if you would. It's Eric and Floyd, Q105.
Yes.
You've dated a lot of people, so they don't necessarily have to be relate. I'm not saying that you're a whorish. But you've dated a lot of people.
Some of them I don't claim.
Right. Some you've dated longer than others. Maybe it was just one date, one hey Siri, Ed Sheeran.
Whoa, what happened?
Maybe some people you've gone out with a couple of dates, maybe other people you've gone out with lots of dates. But I think for most people, in a lot of situations, after you've stopped dating someone, stopped seeing them, mm-hmm. when you've broken up, it can be a little, or for some, very awkward to run into these people see them out, especially here in Eskimo Village, also known as Toledo, the greater Northwest Ohio area.
Or just Ohio, because I'm dating someone who doesn't live in Toledo and who others are. So I mean, but it's first off, it's an awkward situation to see your ex out, period, mm-hmm. no matter who, whether it was a good breakup or a bad breakup, because you know them in the biblical sense. But the worst part is when you're, you know what I mean by that, in the windmill sense, put it that way. However, seeing your ex out in public with your new partner is equally as awkward, because you're like, hey, Stefan, this is so-and-so. So-and-so, this is Stefan. Walk away. Mm. Stefan. Stefan voice. How do you know him? Well, we dated. Oh.
And so he, so that thing you do with me, you learned with him.
Yeah, it's always awkward. I think I've only had it happen once to me, and he was okay with it. I was just like, oh, yeah, that was the guy who kind of like screwed me over and like dumped me via Facebook.
If you have an awkward ex story running into that person, 419-240-1055. I can't think of any off the top of my head. I like to... here's one. And this is not the one I wanted to share. But a girl that I was dating a couple of summers ago. The strangest... And she didn't like... I wanted to stop dating her, mm-hmm. and she didn't like the way I talked about something when we started this show originally, like mm-hmm. 2 years or so ago.
Okay.
Whatever. But something happened like a year or so ago where we must have used my phone number or something for some kind of ice cream joint,
mm-hmm.
and I got a text message from something connected to her saying that we have enough to get free ice cream. It was very bizarre.
Oh.
It was very strange. That wasn't the story. That was more peculiar than anything. But I was at a certain large retail and restaurant establishment a couple of weeks ago. I'm in the parking lot, walking to my vehicle, waiting to cross, you know, left, right, left. And when I went right, out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone that there was a biblical connection to, as you might
say. Isn't that how it always happens, though? You never catch them, like, dead on, deer in the headlights, eye to eye. You always, like, you sense them. You always, I don't care who it is, you always sense them first, and then something in your conscious sub-world of your brain is like, you should look to the left. You have no desire to look to the left. You don't know what's to the left. You're kind of just leaving the store anyway. But you're like, to the left. And in the corner of your eye, you see the full silhouette of the person. You're just like, I know who you are.
I can't speak to that. I thought most people actually lock eyes with these people.
It's always I saw you at the corner of my eye. How have you been today?
When it comes to me, I'm very observant. I'm always looking. I'm paying attention. Unless I want you to think I'm just ignoring everything, but I'm actually very attuned to what's going on. So, because there are times, because I'm so observant and aware, I see something or someone, and I'm like, oop. Other direction.
Yeah.
And I make the quick, and I will like pull, like, let's go, we're going this way. But this was not that. This was definitely corner of the eye again, crossing the street, left, right, left. And when I did right, I saw some, and I was able to make a very quick head to toe observation. And I was like, hope she didn't see me or recognize me. And if she did, I turned left again real quick and immediately darted for my vehicle and did not turn back.
Well, we're also the age where we can read the body language of the person who's like, ooh, they're just about as uncomfortable as I am. So we know that we made that awkward eye contact that we know. And then, you know what happens in situations like that? That's when you get a message later. Like, oh, I saw you at the store. You seemed very busy. I wanted to say hi. No, you're didn't. Like, no, you didn't. But yeah, we just got on the text line. We just got ran into my ex. Ooh, in the worst place ever, in the tunnel at the zoo, and they tried to get around, and I tried to get around them. Oh, I don't even want to finish the rest of that. But yeah, they totally ran. That's such a confined. That's one of those places, like an elevator or going up and down an escalator. You just know you're going to lock eyes. And I'm also one of those people. If I see someone who I really don't really care for, I do the whole head down, just look at my feet thing, and then that person, whether they be an ex or someone you don't care for, they're always like, hey, Floyd. And you're just like, oh, I didn't see you look like, oh, I didn't even see you coming down the aisle. Oh, where are you? Oh, bye. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't. The tunnel at the zoo, you have to make eye contact there because you can't look down because you're walking forward.
Look at all the new art on the wall.
Right.
How about this?
And it's so bright now because the old tunnel wasn't bright.
It's dark and dungy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap up with this, and you can keep your texts coming, though. We enjoy reading them. 419-240-1055. If you ever see me out somewhere, this is a total Eric Chase hack. If you ever see me out somewhere and I have my phone to my ear, I'm not talking to anybody, I'm probably ignoring you. Because if I'm on the phone, my earbuds are in. So if my phone is to my ear, there's a reasonably high chance that I'm doing my very best to avoid you and don't want to talk to you. Now, granted, I'm typically moody as it is, but whatever.
You're not that moody, but like I get where you're coming from.
America!
Oh!
For the marathon!
I feel like that's how we have... This is American History Pride Week. We just said America.
Stop it. Your month is over.
It'll be back in February. I get two. You get one.
Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. What kind of tacos do you want? Can you answer these questions next? 7:35.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
We want tacos. Taco Tuesday.
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
You know you can't win. You've already won this prize. But you're.
Oh, I have. Okay.
You're a good contestant. So how about this? If you get all five questions correct, the first person that we pick up on the phone after you can have the prize. So you'll win for somebody else.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay. First question: Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. How many American states were? By the way, Taco and Trivia Tuesday. What are you rolling your eyes for, Floyd?
Because I heard the first half of that question.
First half?
Come on.
Come on, Abby knows better.
Abby, we're in this together. Let's go.
All right.
Okay, let's go, Floyd.
Wise ass. How many American states were there in 1961? 50, 49, 48.
What year?
1961.
I'm going to guess 50.
Okay.
I think they were all around by then.
Floyd, why don't you play against Abby?
I'm going to say 49.
Okay. Next up. What is the name, Abby? What is the name of our national anthem? Hold on, right. We'll be right back. Oh, they left. Yeah, Abby, what's the name of our national anthem?
Oh, the Star Spangled Banner.
Floyd?
Star Spangled Banner.
Hmm.
Don't me.
Abby, about about how many people currently live in the United States? 250 million, 175 million, 325 million.
Oh, I have no idea about this one. we'll go with 250.
Floyd?
175.
How many Olympics, both summer and winter, has the U.S. hosted? None, eight, or two? Mm. Abby?
I know about Atlanta and L.A. So I'm going two.
Floyd?
Eight.
Oh, I forgot Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And Lake Placid.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about that.
In Albany.
Who's in Albany?
I don't know. I'm just making. I'm just naming cities. Leave me alone.
All right. Last question here. New York's One World Trade Center. That's the new one. New York's One World Trade Center is the tallest building in the U.S. Where's the second tallest building? Hmm. Chicago?
Yeah.
New York? Philadelphia?
No, it's Chicago. It's the Sears Tower, I think.
I'm going with her on that one, yeah.
In 1961, there were 50 states.
Oh, Hawaii was the last one in like 58, wasn't it?
Right before then.
Yeah. Poop!
The national anthem is the Star Spangled Banner. About how many people live in the U.S.? You both got the answer wrong. There's about 325 million people that live here.
That's too many, Abby. We got to get rid of some.
I completely agree.
that's a new number.
There have been eight Olympics after 2028 for L.A. and okay. Summer Olympics. There will be nine. And yes, Abby, you're right. I believe it's Sears Tower. I think it's called the Willis Tower. It is the second largest building in the United States. Abby, nicely done.
Yay!
Thank you.
You won for somebody else. Have a good rest of your holiday week, okay?
Yeah, you guys too.
You can,
thank you.
You can call now, thanks to Abby, to win 419-240-1055. We'll take it off the air. 7:39 on the morning reboot. What's so funny?
I'm just laughing because I'm mad, and I know my states pretty well. I'm mad I didn't get that first one right.
You now have to leave America. I'm sorry.
But
sorry.
Where do I get to do? Do I get to pick where I get to go?
Yes.
Yay! I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Kind of the same country.
Not really.
Kind of. 7:40 with the morning reboot. Entertainment is on the way before 8 o'clock. 7:51, Q105, the morning reboot. Couple of deaths that happened here locally yesterday. One at Centennial Quarry and also in North Toledo last night. A fireworks incident. A neighbor was an elderly gentleman was doing fireworks all day long, and then around 12:30, he lit one the wrong way and it blew up his chest with lots of kids around. Story that's been on WTOL all morning. We had all of our new stuff earlier this morning. Each and every day we do it around 6:30. You can go back and catch up with our podcast, song-free, commercial-free. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Another animal. A dog will be here tomorrow from Lucas County Canine Care and Control.
You are overloading me with emotions.
About 2 weeks or so, 2 weeks ago, Floyd was like, you know what? I think I want a dog. And when you said that, I believed you. I could hear the conviction.
I do want one, but I have to get my house in order first. I got to clean it. I got to get it dog proof. Got to get a dog dish, dog food, a bed.
I'll tell you what I was told. When I said, when do you know when it's the right time to have kids? And that person said, if you wait until you're ready, you're never going to be ready. Sometimes
you doesn't work in my world. No. If I was to have a child, we're planning this thing out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll happen.
Laura,
in due time.
Laura from Lucas County will be here tomorrow with another animal. And as far as I know, last I saw, $5 adoptions through the month of August. Yes, I believe it's $5 adoptions through August.
So you're gifting me Dennis, Laura, and a potential child.
And Liz from ProMedica will be with us tomorrow. But
I don't know her, but I will get to know you too, Liz.
I'm going
to
wreck you with a maybe the toughest manic music mix ever.
Is that tomorrow too? And then God taketh away real quick. Ah, yeah. There it is.
Yeah, I have to keep the universe balanced.
I'm so happy that manic music mix. And womp, womp. Okay, bring it. You know I'm the goat. Do people still say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You had a very thoughtful, profound tweet last night. You tweeted to Lil Nas X.
I did, and I've been sliding in his DMs, and he has not returned my message.
You slid into his DMs before he came out.
I did, because I wanted to go to his house party.
Correct. Lil Nas X is now more than a sensation after Old Country Road. He was quite active yesterday and the day before on social media because he came out as gay and he got lots of support from Miley on Instagram. He called him like, that's her baby brother. So proud of my baby brother, at Lil Nas X, in your corner forever, my friend, she wrote alongside a photo of the two posing together. He hit Twitter on the final day of Pride Month writing, some of y'all already know, some of y'all don't care. That's me. Some of y'all not gonna FWM no more.
I know.
But before this month ends, I want y'all to listen closely to Closure, a new single of his. The 20-year-old musician was referring to Closure Like You, in which he sings the lyrics, ain't no more acting, man that forecast, say I should just let me grow. He then posted on Instagram thanking fans for their support and replying to his fans. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
We both have very similar interests.
I was looking at my tweet. I was like, I did tweet that. I'm so.
It was very thoughtful.
Yeah, I meant it.
I feel like this is like a big shoulder shrug, but that's my perception of it. I think that's good.
Well, like that he came out?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like, I think, because no one ever comes out as, this goes back to a conversation I had at a panel at a college. They're like, why is it so important to come out as gay? I said, why is it not? You know what I mean? Like, I could ask the same. I didn't really walk down the street going, Harry, Eric, I'm black. You know, what? Or like, hey, Floyd, I'm straight. What? How dare you? You know what I mean? Like, so I love that you just said that because, like, it solidifies what I said. I think it was like about 7 years ago. Meh. Hey, you know what I mean? Like, Lil Nas X, hey, everyone, I'm gay. And I love that half of people are just like, meh. Because he wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even know. And when he did come out, I go, oh, now I see it. Whatever. Moving on.
Yeah, it's not like to say be comfortable in who you are, because I encourage that for anybody, and it is very hard for a lot of people to be comfortable with who they are, even if they are not a marginalized human being, because you get inside your own head. But you know, it's more like, and I don't care if you're gay or not, just keep making kick-ass songs.
And especially for a person of color who's dabbled in the country music, who's also a hip-hop artist.
Right.
I was like, you just got a triple threat against your whole life. Right. And I went down his like little thing, like reading. Half the people were just like, you're nasty, blah, 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 blah. But most people were just like, kudos, good for you. Or like someone else said, you said, someone literally tweeted, that's cool, bro, but can I get Old Town Road Part 2? I was like, right.
He probably faced more marginalization and dislike when he was kicked off of country radio than he did for this.
Yeah, and kudos to you. The more power to you.
Did you do any looking out to see which of these Baz Luhrmann choices for Elvis Presley to play alongside Tom Hanks and the Colonel?
Yes, I did.
Ansel Elgort, The Fault in Our Stars. You'd know the face, not the name. Miles Teller, you're probably more familiar with. And Austin Butler, who's going to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And maybe Harry Styles. Do you have a choice for Elvis?
I like the Miles one. Because I looked at him in... was it Egerton?
Ansel Elgort?
Elgort.
Not Taron Egerton.
No, Elgort. Because I just saw that. He has the dark features of Elvis, where I think the Miles guy looks like, put him in Hollywood makeup, he could probably win the Academy Award for playing Elvis just based on looks alone. I don't even care about your acting chops.
Who can do the lip thing? I'm visualizing John Stamos and Uncle Jesse.
He was totally modeled after Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
Jesse and the what? Rippers.
This is also some good news. Half of the 842 new members invited to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences are women. The group announced yesterday the organization behind the Oscars also disclosed that 29% of the new invitees are people of color. Should those people accept, and they almost universally do, the Academy will have doubled the percentage of non-white people in their ranks in 4 years. In 2015, people of color accounted for only 8%. In 2019, it stands at 16%. So still small, but growing. And obviously, lots of diversity among the winners and nominees during this year's Oscars. Hannah Beechler and Ruth Carter for Black Panther. Regina King and If Beale Street Could Talk, which I still need to see. Second-time winner Mahershala Ali for Green Book, which was a great movie, even though the family was like, that didn't happen.
Right, and then
it was a very good movie.
And half the critics then panned it for winning the Academy Award.
But good movie, enjoyable. Yes. And Spike Lee for Black Klansman. Also, Alfonso Cuarón, who swept several categories with the semi-autobiographical Netflix flick Roma. Mm-hmm. So diversity is coming, and diversity is important because things on TV and cinema and radio and all things should be reflective of who and what our society is. Have you seen this Colin Kaepernick Nike thing?
No.
There's a thing happening. And
it's gonna make me mad. You know, I'm a donkey on the edge. Like, what's happening?
Kind of. Nike is withholding a release. It's a Betsy Ross flag with 13 stars, and I think Colin Kaepernick was behind a movement to say, let's not do that because white nationalists are trying to own that flag as their symbol, which irritates the hell out of me. Look, I realized the country back then was very slavey.
I was going to say very, very light.
and wrong in a lot of ways, but I don't like...
Also, the shoes are ugly. I just looked them
up. Can't ever do wrong with Air Max 1s, but I dislike the fact that we're allowing a very angry group to own something that should represent all of us.
So, and I agree, especially with... I'm as a donkey on the edge, I'm going to put myself back in the barn. And just,
oh, donkey!
I'm gonna go back in the barn and lay on my hay before I have an aneurysm and spew at the mouth. We preach so much about this is a symbol of freedom, and then we have people who want to take freedom away from people and use it as their symbol of just their just doing and freedom. That's not how this works.
Yeah,
it's not how America works, people.
Yeah. All right. I met Danielle. Even though I met her parents before I met Danielle. Danielle and I baked.
The cook. Oh, yeah, it was like the bake-off. Yeah,
Danielle and I baked at DeRocher's, and we had a great time. And she is with child. She is kind of the inspiration for this next topic. And thanks to everybody that already contributed on our Facebook page. It's about being a minivan mom and why it's okay. We'll get into it next. 8:14, Q105, the morning reboot. If you miss parts of the show and do not want to, song-free and commercial-free, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get a link for the podcast. It will be up before 10 o'clock. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. So this is going to be all kid stuff. Thanks for all the comments we've already gotten already on our Facebook page. But before we get to that, I've got today's meme up on my Facebook page. Is that a SpongeBob character?
That's Mr. Krabs.
Okay. He is holding a wad of cash. Family, what are you going to get out of life without having children? Which I get asked a lot. Mm-hmm. Me or Mr. Krabs, silence and money.
He goes, army money.
That's how he sounds. My friend Kelsey, Kelsey with all the last names, who was here a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
She said she wants me to borrow her kids. And I asked her, is that so you can borrow my silence and money? Boom roasted.
Boom roast. We gotta work on your roasting,
but
yeah.
She has a lot of kids.
How many?
I don't know.
I think like 4 and more is a lot.
I think she's got at least 2, but it seems like they're all different in all the pictures, so there could be a lot more.
Okay.
So I thought of this because my new baking buddy, Danielle, she's got a new vehicle. And I said, because she's about to pop.
Yeah.
They got an SUV, and I said, why not a minivan? She's like, I am not ready for that life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought back to the time that Sarah Hegarty decided to, our good friend Sarah Hegarty decided to make that transition. Now, she has a lot of kids. She has three kids, but mm-hmm. I remember when she got her white minivan. In fact, I think she's on her second minivan. And to me, all minivans are the same make and model, like Chrysler or something.
How many kids did she have when she acquired her first minivan?
Might be three.
Okay.
When she got her minivan, she was as happy as I've ever seen her. So I went right to her yesterday. I'm doing a minivan topic tomorrow. Minivan versus SUV. Any thoughts? With an immediate response, team minivan for two reasons. Storage and trunk room went on trips and gas mileage. Plus, who doesn't want to get in on the backseat of a minivan? Which I replied, everyone? But I know she loves her minivan life. And this has been up on our Facebook page, 419-240-1055. What? Tell all you minivan moms, tell all the SUV moms who are holding out why the minivan is the right way to go. You can call us, but we've also got lots of comments to get to.
We do. And I want to say my comment real quick. So my friend Kayla has a minivan, and she has one child. And I was like, why do you have a minivan? However, when we go out, the minivan comes in handy for adults. Yep.
And
it's just like a little bus.
Just from like knowing certain people, and Craig's baby is out there.
Oh, he's so little.
Craig's.
And it's Craig!
Craig's got offspring, too. 419-240. Yes. 419-240-1055. Tell the SUV moms who are holding out why a minivan is okay to go. So I know this from my friends and my brother, mm-hmm. who works with cars. He says a lot of people, and this might be in the comments, which I did not read, absolutely adore the automated side door.
Ooh, the...
Yes.
It makes that satisfying space shuttle noise.
Yeah, so you don't have to drop anything, mm-hmm. like stuff from Target or child, to open up the door. And the kids just pile in. So what are some of the answers that we've gotten?
A lot of them says because it's spacious. I'm going to read one from Lisa. Says, I am a grandma who spends lots of time with her three young grandchildren, trying to cram three kids and car seats and strollers, plus music, plus miscellaneous kid toys, and etc. in an SUV. No thanks. Love my minivan.
But as a grandma, I mean, you shouldn't be doing the majority of the work. I mean, maybe
but,
you are.
But, you know, but sometimes, but that's the thing about being a grandma. Like, you get to spoil them. Like, I'm sure these three kids love their day trips with their grandma in the minivan. Like, we're going in a grandma. But I agree, though. Three kids trying to, in an SUV. How many people can you fit in an SUV? Four? It's just an oversized car.
419-240-1055. Why is it okay to be a minivan mom? Why is it okay to ditch the SUV or the crossover?
A lot of people in here are repeat minivan offenders. Like this one says, I'm on my second minivan. First one was in 2003, my second in 2017.
Any reasons why?
No, but... And then we get down the list. So it was like, Jennifer's like, I hated my minivan. Kimberly, nope. I love my SUV. I feel like a minivan would be, and then we're talking about moms, right?
Yeah.
Moms. So,
or
soccer games.
Dads.
Yeah, soccer games, drive-ins, picking up friends to go places. It's summer. 'Tis the season for the minivan. I'm team minivan.
I realize that they have a reputation as not being cool or hip, and that's why a lot of these SUVs and crossovers sprang to life and have become so popular. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think less cars than ever are made by makers now, and there's more mm-hmm. crossovers and SUVs or mini SUVs, and they have become like the new, they're the modern day mom minivan. But there are some who won't go that route, and they will just go with the traditional minivan because trying to be cooler or maintain a certain image of that age is not as necessary as being functional and practical.
Oh, poop.
419-240-1055. You can text us as well.
We got a dad perspective. Our top texter, Scott, said, we have a minivan and love it. So much room for hauling stuff. I believe that's what... It's not about the children you put in there. Children come with baggage. Like, you know what I mean? Like
stuff.
Like, you know what I mean? Children come with diaper bags, toys, tablets, or my favorite blankie. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as they get in the car, kids' attention span are like, I don't want my tablet, so just throw it in the back. So, and then I know most people who have a minivan, they love the space, but then they realize their trunk becomes a storage unit
mm-hmm.
because it's just stuff the kids throw back there, or they're in such a rush to get out the car, strollers and stuff.
if you're a holdout on the minivan, please take a look at our Q105 Facebook page, and maybe that'll change your mind just a bit. 8:20 with the Morning Reboot. Our friend Jeffy McGee will join us soon. Spider-Man comes out today?
Yes.
It does, for the long holiday week. It's more like thwip.
Oh, is it thwip?
Yeah.
Flip.
Tomorrow night, don't overlook this. Now that I've kind of hopefully opened your mind to this, you're off Thursday, I think. You might even be off Friday. When is there another time of year when you're off Thursday and Friday for a big national holiday? That's right. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, biggest party night of the year. So we put one and one together. My math makes that 3.5. And tomorrow night, you need to be social.
Me?
Yeah. Ooh. Or do like I'm going to... Like I said, it's the middle of the week. I've got some energy in the reserves. I could stay out till 9:30. Or if I translate that to Netflix time, I could binge till about 3:30 in the morning. Jeff's on the way, 8:21 here on the Morning Reboot. With the Morning Reboot. That superhero music means our pop culture superhero, Jeffy McGee, is here. Good morning, friend.
Not feeling much like a superhero, but I appreciate the intro. Deeply appreciated. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. We're good.
Good.
And we are ready for more superhero-ishness this week, apparently.
Why not? Yeah, for those that don't know, we were just talking about it off the air. A big blockbuster movie opens in about 2 hours.
Yeah, today we have Spider-Man Far From Home, the supposedly last movie of Phase 3 of the Marvel Universe, but let's be real here. Everybody's already reacting to Endgame as if it was the end. This is kind of the teaser for coming attractions for Phase 4 more than anything else.
And I don't know if you've caught any of it. We've greatly enjoyed Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Holland out promoting the movie.
Yes.
They're a blast.
Yeah, they are obviously having so much fun together, especially the clips of them like visiting children's hospitals in full costume. I mean, things like that are really, really cool to see. And it's really fun to see those two enjoying each other's company to that degree. But I hate to break it to you, Tom Holland is not on today's list. And neither is Jake Gyllenhaal because he's not Spider-Man. But
let me explain if I could.
We're
doing the trailer. We play the trailer game here with Jeffy to acknowledge this week's big opening, which is, as Jeff said, Spider-Man. So we will have to guess these trailers based on
Spider-Man actors. Every one of these particular trailers features an actor that played Spider-Man at some point. All right.
Oh.
So now, but I made sure to choose movies that are well known in and of themselves. Okay. So you do not have to know the actor playing Spider-Man in it. You just have to know the movie. Okay. So let's start nice and simple with number one on the list, please.
New York, 1922. The tempo of the city had changed sharply.
Shall we?
The Great Gatsby.
Very well done, Floyd.
Okay.
Tobey Maguire was in that, right?
That would be Tobey Maguire in that one. Very well done. He, of course, played Spider-Man in Spider-Man's 1 through 3, the Sam Raimi trilogy. So well done, Floyd.
Yay, okay, I'm in.
Like I said, I think you have a shot this week. So,
okay.
Floyd, 1. Eric, zip. We go to number 2 on the list, please.
I need to do something substantial in order to get the attention of the clubs.
That's,
why? Because they're exclusive and fun.
Social Network.
There it is.
Oh, see, I was way off. I was okay.
What were you thinking it was?
The Facebook movie.
Yeah. No.
Thank you.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg, but of course that also had as his best friend Andrew Garfield, who played Spider-Man in Amazing Spider-Man's 1 and 2. So, Floyd 1, Eric 1. We go to number 3 on the list, please.
We have learned more in the past decade from genetics than a century of digging up bones. A whole new frontier has opened
Jurassic World.
There it is. Well done.
Yeah, okay.
That is 2015, and that has, in a supporting role, Jake Johnson, who played Spider-Man in Into the Spider-Verse, older Spider-Man, Peter B. Parker.
No.
Yes.
You watched it, right?
No, I bought it because it was on sale at the store.
You have to watch it. It is an excellent movie.
I want to see it.
Yeah, it's an excellent movie. But now you know the path we're going down. So,
okay.
Eric, 2. Floyd, 1. Let's go to number 4 on the list, please.
Every Smurf for themselves!
Friends!
the Smurfs.
That's the Smurfs. Yeah, I had to include that because, frankly, the trailer doesn't give almost any indication except for the fact that the word Smurf is used.
Yeah. So it's Katy Perry's voice.
Yeah, but more importantly is the live actor in it, Neil Patrick Harris, who played Spider-Man in the 2002 MTV animated series.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. Neil Patrick Harris played Spider-Man at one point. So,
like Spider-pedia right now.
It's Q105 The Morning Reboot. Jeffy McGee is here with us before 9 o'clock. Lots of things to download and stream.
Mm-hmm. We'll get in there in a second. But first, we have 2-2 as we go to number 5 on the list, please.
This is wonderful.
Have you lost your senses completely? He's a human. You're a mermaid.
Teenagers.
The mermaid!
That is the Little Mermaid. Mermaid,
very well. Let Ariel have it.
And more importantly, that is Prince Eric, the prince that Ariel falls in love with, played Spider-Man in the 1990s animated series. Wow. So Prince Eric, believe it or not, went on to be Spider-Man. So
you know the actor's name?
The actor's name is Christopher Daniel Barnes is his name. So Floyd, 3. Eric, 2. You can still catch up, Eric. In fact, I think you're going to with number 6 on the list,
please.
Hold
on tight. The most incredible rock and roll adventure ever is here.
Transformers.
Yeah, it's Transformers the movie. Nelson. Yeah.
You own that, right?
If you listen carefully in the background, you would have heard You've Got the Touch in there. And that is Dan Gilveson, who played Bumblebee in Transformers, but also played Spider-Man in Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. Do you remember that show from the early part of the 80s?
It confused me. I was like, Iceman's not an X-Man?
No.
Oh, wait, he is. And they made up the girl for that show.
Correct. Yeah, Firestar was the name, was her name. So
we have one more.
We have one more, and it's tied. And you're going to hate me for including this one, but I had to for this one. Go ahead.
Hang on.
All right. That's
the Sound of Music.
I'll give it to you. Very well done, Floyd. The reason why Nicholas Hammond played Frederick amongst the Von Trapp children, and he played Spider-Man in a short-lived live-action series aired in the 1970s on network television. Believe it or not.
I know what you're talking about because the beginning
scene.
It was
a horrible show.
He's crawling down the building.
And it's
you see
sideways.
My Spider-Man hands?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
troubling.
Yeah, it's horrible, but it counts.
That.
And Floyd, congratulations on winning the Mega Geek Week when it comes to Spider-Man trivia. Well done.
Thank you for getting it up at the end.
You go.
I was like, that's the Sound of Music.
I feel like Kevin Durant, and I just ripped my Achilles. You totally Toronto Raptors, mate. All right, 8:40. We have more to come with Jeff. It is Stranger Things week, but there's a lot more to check out on streaming, and we'll get to it before 9.
Q105 traffic sponsor.
8:52. Final couple minutes with our friend Jeffy McGee here. Let me give the appropriate music.
Thank you. How it soothes my soul.
It's Eric and Floyd. Jeff, remember to get the podcast of the show. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You can get that link before 10 o'clock. Song free, commercial free. And we are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Jeff is here with us because we are in a new month and it's not only Spider-Man week, which we've already gone over, but a lot of people are excited for the third season of Stranger Things.
Yep, it is time for the third season of the most popular Netflix show, or at least the most memed Netflix show, let's put it that way. Available this coming Thursday on July 4th, so if you don't want to go out and watch some fireworks, you can watch some horrific fireworks at home with season 3 of... are you a fan of Stranger Things?
I love Stranger Things.
let me say my piece now, if I would. I was half in, half out because I didn't love last season.
Mm-hmm.
But after finishing Dark, a.k.a. Stranger Things for adults, I'm bailing on Stranger Things unless it becomes a must-see.
Well, by all accounts, the third season is actually very good, at least from the advanced reviews we've seen. So you might want to at least keep an ear open on that one. I also want to throw out a shout-out to a couple of big new movies that are really good from the past that you may not have seen. Philadelphia, which is what won Tom Hanks his first Oscar back in 1993, is on Netflix right now. It's about the story of a man with AIDS who was fired from a law firm and tries to sue for discrimination, and it's a very good movie. Also has Denzel Washington in it, so you might want to check that out. Also, taxi driver from the very early days of Martin Scorsese's career and Robert De Niro's career, when they basically both put themselves on the pop culture map forever. And you want to check that one out. It's an all-time classic.
If I'm not mistaken, is there some inspiration from that for the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie?
In a lot of ways. Right. In a lot of ways, that movie seems like a direct inspiration for what, the way the character is being taken in that one. So on Amazon, let's get some laughs. It can be really depressing these days. So let's get some classic comedy in here with Airplane, the original Airplane from 1981, one of my all-time favorite comedies. And if you've never seen it, you have to check it out. Also, Spaceballs from 1987.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Yes. If you want to check that one out. The Mel Brooks classic satire of Star Wars, which came out over 30 years ago now, not to make you feel old, but there you go. And also, Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, for those of you who want to check out a little bit of Will Ferrell to go in with your satire. There you go. On Hulu, I want to give a shout out to a couple of other classics. Bull Durham, which is an excellent baseball movie with both Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins before the two of them were officially a couple. In fact, I think that's how they met, was on that movie. The original Child's Play just got put up on Hulu.
That's surprising.
Yeah, you know, all things considered, it's probably a wise idea to counter program with that. Although the remake is not doing huge business. In fact, it dropped a lot from week to week. From because the first week it did about 20 million, the second week it dropped like 70%. So that was a huge drop for pretty much any movie week to week. So you might want to check it out in the theater now if you want to get in quickly. And another classic comedy, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Steve Martin and Michael Caine as con men. It is a wonderful movie if you've never seen that one. Some family picks for you on Netflix. New Megamind. You remember this one? Speaking of Will Ferrell from about 10 years ago, and that's on there right now. On Amazon, Kung Fu Panda has a new spinoff series called The Paws of Destiny. And it will be starting on July 5th. So if you have kids, they might want to check that one out. And on Hulu, do you remember when Ice Cube suddenly became a family flick leading man? Are We There Yet?
I love that movie.
It's on Hulu now. So you can check that. As is the sequel follow-up, Are We
There
Yet? Nope. Wait. Are We Done
Are
Yet?
Are We Done
was
Yet?
The name of the sequel. So,
which gave him the comedy classics right along, right?
Oh, yeah. That came before that, indeed. So on Video On Demand, if you haven't checked out the remake of Pet Sematary that came out earlier this year, now is the time. That is available on VOD, as is Dumbo, Disney's first live-action remake of four coming out this year. So you can start your path to guiding your way through the Disney reboot universe, as we
What's
say.
The fourth one?
Live-action Lady and the Tramp will be released on Disney Plus when that launches. Okay. That's being seen as like a big draw for people to sign up and watch that one. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Floyd is not going along with that as an idea.
There is a large quantity of stuff and reasons to not watch fireworks this week.
Very well, very
There's
indeed.
Some quality stuff on streaming. Give me a couple more, a couple final things, Jeff.
Let's get to some video game stuff. For those who have been playing Apex Legends, welcome to Season 2 starts today. And you always ask about Fortnite. This has been a genuine Fortnite killer, a free-to-play game that's multiplayer battle royal, and a lot of people are really enjoying it, and they're going to Season 2 with new stuff in there, so you might want to check that out. And speaking of Stranger Things, Stranger Things 3, the video game, hits this week. So you can actually play a virtual version of it. The problem is that I've seen no advance word on this one, which is usually a sign that this might be a shovelware thing that's been made on the cheap. Shovel it out there and get people to buy it quick without even thinking about it, because, oh my God, Stranger Things has a video game! And then you play it and it turns out it's not so good.
Is that mobile or on a platform?
No, it's on platforms. It's on PS4, Xbox One, etc., etc.
Had no idea about it.
Same. Mm-hmm.
You're still okay with your Switch?
Yeah, I love it. I may debate on bringing it in here sometime. I was like, ooh, focus.
Thanks, Jeff. It's 8:58 now with the morning reboot. Let's close it out.
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
You've been holding onto one?
Yeah, it's from @whitepeoplehumor. says, just a friendly 4th of July reminder that absolutely no one is going to watch the video of fireworks you record on your phone.
I saw that. I saw that.
Made me giggle.
Yeah, no matter the slow motion filter effects you put on it, nobody cares.
Yeah, and I have a few on my phone too, and I'm just like, why are you even taking up space?
Mine's from a BMG Royal. I hate small, and this is totally me. I hate small talks. I'm going to talk about space, aliens, death, science, sex, the lies you told, the meaning of your life, your flaws, your childhood, your insecurities, your fears. I like people with depth who speaks with emotions from a twisted mind. I don't want to know what's up and what you doing. 8:59. Podcast available soon. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the link.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by...